Well, here we are for another episode of our Getting to Know series here on the JD Leagues podcast. Looking forward to having a chat with someone that I've got to know quite well over the last few years and an Anglesey man like myself. It's Chris Roberts. Obviously, Chris, this season has managed to take Cangevny in their first season in the JD Cymru North, or back in the JD Cymru North, should I say, to secure survival. Chris, thanks for joining me. You must be delighted that you've managed to stay up this year. I mean, you know, ambitious guy, but the first ambition has got to be to stay in that league.
Yeah, of course. That was our target in our first season, just to, like you say, just to stay in that league. We knew it was going to be really tough. There's some really good teams in that league. I think it's one of the best Cymru Lions leagues that's been in quite some time. I would have liked to have possibly been able to stay up by playing and completing all the games, but that wasn't to be. I think it was the right decision. But no, we're all delighted that we could stay in the league next season.
It's interesting you say that, because you know how do you square it with the players that this is just, it is what it is. It's got to finish like this, you know, because the players want to finish it, of course. So how do you deal with that, and how do you square it with them that this is the right thing to do?
Yeah, well, to be fair, most of my players thought it was the right decision, along with myself. My wife works for the NHS in Ysbyty Gwynedd. I've got two other players who are expecting, their wives are expecting babies next month. I've got a lad who's a teacher. So we all had our doubts and our concerns about restarting. So, no, it's... health has to come first in this circumstance. So we were all glad by the decision, even though we all want to play football, but it was the right decision.
Yeah. I mean, I should say, in normal circumstances, they'd all want to finish it on the pitch, of course. You know, you wouldn't want this to happen.
Yeah, of course they would. Of course they would. We all want to play football matches. We all want to get back out there as soon as possible, as soon as it's safe to do so. So, yeah, we all want to get back out on that pitch.
Well, target achieved anyway. I mean, what have you learned about your team, yourself, I guess, and the league this year in your experience?
Quite a lot, because I've been at Llangefni. This next season will be my sixth season now at Llangefni, and I think I've learned the most in this last season. That's just gone. You're coming up against some great managers. And it's not just putting out a team and like hope for the best. You've got to get everything properly done properly, from your trainings during the week to then setting out. And it goes like a game of chess sometimes, where you see the opposition manager, they're doing some tactical changes, and you've got to then try and counter that and deal with it, and try and get something out of the game as well. So I've learned so much off some other managers and that as well, and how they go about things. So I think I can take that into next year, and hopefully we'll be even stronger.
Can you give us an idea of what difference happens off the pitch, on the pitch, I guess, as you're going from tier two even? Do you train more? Are you training for longer? Are you doing one session a week, maybe? Are you doing two? Are you doing shorter sessions, but more of them? How does it work?
Nothing's really changed in terms of training. We've gone a bit more professional, if you like. So the lads have been training well for me right from the start, to be fair. I get good numbers in training, but they know how I work as well. So we have to train well. We've got like Strava groups. We keep monitoring them, and we've got the vests on the players in every game and stuff as well, so we can monitor them and just feed back to the players. So nothing's really changed on that front. It's just being a bit more professional.
And you've seen, you know, in previous years, last season even, that you can compete with the top teams. You know, you knocked two Cymru Premier sides out of the Welsh Cup last season, and you played two Welsh Premier sides, sorry. Obviously, you came close to knocking both out. You did beat Llanelli. What does this season teach you about the consistency that you need, though, to compete against the better teams. Is that one of the things you've learned more than anything, perhaps?
Yeah, 100%, because you go to just what you said there. Like, we drew twice with Colwyn Bay. We went there and got a 1-1 draw. We drew with them at home, and then, no disrespect, but you look down lower down in the league, Llanfair, for instance, where we lost 3-1 at home. So you have to have consistency in this league. You can't just turn up and think that teams are going to roll over for you. That there's some really, really good sides here, and if you're not set up properly and if you're not switched on right from the minute go, then you're going to get penalised.
And what's the challenge mentally for a team that comes up in the manner you did? Because, you know, you won your league, you were fantastic throughout the season, and then you're winning a lot of games and you come into this league and then, you know, you're not struggling for results, of course not, but you're finding it harder than you would have been last year, for example. So what challenge is that mentally for a group of players?
Well, I think going back to your previous question as well, what I've learned this year is that when we go against the teams such as Colwyn Bay, it felt like we were going into that game. Well, the players felt like they were going into that game not expecting to get anything, so the pressure was off. Hmm. So we seemed to perform much better when the pressure was off. Whereas if we were under a bit of pressure where we were expected to try and get something from the game, we, one, either buckled under pressure, or two, just didn't turn up and just caved in a bit. So yeah, you've just got to deal with every game like it's your last game, especially in this league. And every game's tough. There's not an easy game in this league.
Who have you looked at and thought they're a very good team? That maybe, you know, obviously people are going to say Prestatyn because they won it in the manner they did. But is there anyone, you know, perhaps that people wouldn't think of? I mean, Penryn Cork are one team that every manager seems to say they don't like playing against. Are there any teams that have stood out for you that you thought, wow, they were good?
I've got to say Flint. When we went to Flint, that was a total off day for us, but we can't take anything away from them. We've played them twice, lost twice to them. For me, even though Prestatyn worthy winners of the league, I just thought Flint were a really, really well-organised, well-drilled side. And they had lads, they had 11 players who knew exactly what their role in that team were. So I've got to give full credit to Niall on that, because I think he's got a cracking team there.
And have you come to, I mean, obviously you've studied the game and, you know, you're a big fan of football anyway, so you're well aware of all these teams, but have you come to admire any teams or managers or players or anything like that more than you did before because of your experience in the league?
To be honest, you've got every manager in this league, that they're all doing a cracking job. That I don't think there's one poor manager in the league, if I'm honest. There's some really, really good managers. I've got to give credit to Paps, if something at Porthmadog, because he came back in and I think the season finished at the wrong time for him, because I think they were just getting going, and if the season would have carried on, it would have been tough to try and keep the pressure and keep our place there. So I got to give credit to Paps, because he came in with a hell of a job to do.
And what does securing your status in this league for another year do for Llangefni Town Football Club?
Oh, it's massive. It's massive, because all the work that's going on behind the scenes, like I'm helping out with the youth developments and that at the club and things now, and I just want to see the youth players coming through. So for us to stay in that league was just massive. It was huge. It's going to be tough next year, again, financially, yes, but I wouldn't have it any other way, because we have to be in that league. Llangefni Town have to be in that league at least. So, yeah, it's going to be another case of trying to stay in it.
And for people who don't know you, maybe they won't know the affinity you have to that football club in particular. I mean, can you tell people a little bit more about why the club's so special to you?
Yeah, well, I've played for the club. I've been involved with the club since I was 7 years old. I played all through the juniors for Llangefni. I then went on to play for the reserves and the first team under Brian Owen. And then it just seemed to all go wrong, where I think there were so many people from off the island, players from off the island coming to play, the local lads weren't really getting a chance and getting a sniff. So there were some good players who left Llangemni at the time. And I eventually went and I was manager of Glan Traeth, and I could see the club going down the pecking order. And I just felt I had to come back. It was my hometown. It was my hometown club. I had to come back and try and do something at least. And it seems to have worked. We've got some good local players playing for me. And we're in the Cymru Alliance now, which is a great achievement, especially with like the circumstances on the financial side and stuff that we've had to deal with. But it's brilliant to be back.
And managing your hometown club sounds really romantic in theory, I guess. But how much pressure comes with that? Is there more pressure that comes with that because you know people in the town and you see people around? I mean, you work in the town as well.
Yeah, of course. I don't think I'm saying that there isn't that much pressure on me. But maybe now that we're in the league, there's going to be added pressure because we don't want to drop out. So there now we're in the Cymru Alliance and we don't want to drop back down. So there might be some added pressure going forward now. But no, like you say, I keep walking through the streets of Llangemni and people come up to me and they keep asking me about football and how the team is and how the players and is this one fit. And it's great. It's great that I can walk around and everybody stops and has a chat. So no, yeah, I think there will be some added pressure, but we'll just have to deal with it.
And just to put it into context, how much of your squad are local players? And by local, you mean from the island?
Yeah, from the island. So last year, we had a squad of 21. And I'd say I had about five maybe off the island. Yeah, we had six players off the island out of a squad of 21.
And it's huge, obviously, for you to be able to call on that local pride of, you know, I was speaking to Neil Gibson recently, his side's the same at Prestatyn, you know, yeah. They're 70% of them are local players, and it really does make a difference, doesn't it?
It does make a difference. It's good to see as well how well we're doing, because there's so many teams on the island. To be able to pick so many local players and still do well when there's so much competition and other teams that they could go and play for, It is an achievement in itself, I think, because you've got some cracking teams on the island and a lot of teams on the island as well. So to see so many, and the likes of Holyhead Hotspur doing so well this year as well, it's brilliant for the island.
And what does the future hold for your club? I mean, you've been trying to develop a women's side for yeah. In the background and so on. Obviously, there's some sort of partnerships going on with Real Madrid in terms of your younger players as well. What's the blueprint for the future for Llangemni Town Football Club?
Well, it's just to be the club that every youth or young player wants to play for. That's what I've asked us to be. We want to be that club on the island that every young player wants to play for.
And is a women's side in the future, for example, is that realistic, do you think?
Yeah. We are talking about it. It's just getting a manager. That's the main thing. We've got a good nucleus of players that want to of women who want to play for us that have come forward and said that they want to play for us. It's just getting somebody to run the team. So I think there will be something going out in the near future where we will be asking for names.
Do you not fancy another job?
Not at the moment.
And in terms of, obviously, you mentioned there's some good teams on the island. I'm going to indulge myself a little bit here. We don't know what's going on with promotion and relegation at the moment, but could conceivably see two Anglesey sides in the Cumbria North next season. I mean, a Holyhead v Llangemni derby. That's something to look forward to, potentially, isn't it?
Yeah, because I remember when they were both in the same league, when I used to play for Llangemni, it would be great to see us back in the same league and competing again. And just having a Holyhead Llangemni match, say, on a Friday night under the lights would be brilliant for the island. So it's something that I hope can happen. And I think that the Holyhead lads fully deserve as well. I think Daz Garmin and Sheds, they've done a fantastic job. So they fully deserve to come up, in my opinion.
Well, we'll see what happens, obviously, but it's something for us to look forward to as a lad from Holyhead and a lad from Llangefni. Just finally, it's been a long time, I guess, since, you know, the fans will have seen you and so on, maybe. Have you got a message to the supporters of Llangefni at the end of the season?
Yeah, just thank you, really, because I know most probably they didn't want it to finish the way it did. They wanted to carry on coming to watch us on a Saturday afternoon and that. But no, just thank you for getting us over the line, because it's gone on a points per game and nobody can take those points away from us. We have actually achieved those points by winning football matches, and they have helped throughout the season. They've come and supported us down in Corwen. They came to Penrincourt. So no, it's been fantastic, and I can't wait to see them all next year.
No, well, look, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I was really keen to have this chat. Obviously, like I said, I'm from Anglesey, but genuinely, you know, if anyone to stay up in a new league in their first season, I think it's a massive achievement. And full credit to you and all the boys and everyone over there for making that happen. Thank you very much for your time, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you, Jimmy.